Hello?
Hello? Is Jacob Wasserman there?
No, there's no Jake Wasserman here.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling for National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone
okay.
in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope. I'm retired, and I'm the only one here. So.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I'm registered, and I'm 70 years old. So.
Thank you so much. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am certain I will vote.
Thank you very much. Now, may I know what is your age?
70.
Thank you. And may I know what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one, Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Every time I go to
next
the grocery
one.
Store, I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Next one is Donald Trump as former president.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
About Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve. Strongly.
Thank you. And last one, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Disapprove. Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First is Marcy Kaptur.
Disapprove or unfavorable.
Thank you. And would that be very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very. Very.
Thank you. Next one, Joe Biden.
Disapprove, very.
Thank you so much. About Democrats in Congress.
Disapprove. Strongly.
Very or somewhat? Strongly. Okay.
There.
About Donald there. Trump?
Approve. Strongly.
About Republicans in Congress?
Approve, but is there a halfway point? So.
We have somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. About Derek Marin?
Not sure who that is. So.
Okay. And last one, First Energy.
Approve.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Republican Bernie Moreno.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Republican Derek Marin.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance. The only time I ever hear from her in my district is when it's time for her to be reelected. She's a non-event. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes in open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
Makes no difference. I'm not voting for her. So.
Thank you so much. Now, we are about 70%. We're almost done with this survey. Thank you for your time, for your patience. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or for him, you don't, or if you don't think it is true, please say so. Now, first statement says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him? Or do you think this is not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Next one says, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Marin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even if in the case of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
More likely to vote for him.
More likely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Thank you. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marin thought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush, carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
No difference.
Thank you. Next one, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
I think it's not true.
Thank you. Just a few more and we're over. Next one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Not. Makes no difference? Or more likely to vote for him? Or do you think this is not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you so much. And the last one says, in the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think this is not true?
More likely.
Thank you so much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion, or will you still vote for Marion?
I'll still vote for him because I think Marcy Kaptur is a joke. Bottom line.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marion?
Republican Derek Marion.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
14. Let's see, 12 plus 4.
So is that bachelor's degree or four-year
yes.
college graduate? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. And do you consider yourself as a strong Republican or not that strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Strong? Okay, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation today, sir.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye.